As a child growing up in a family that never missed a single Sunday morning church service, at least that's what I thought as a child. And if we did, I can't remember it. I got to know the habits of worship really well as a child. I didn't know what they called it, but there was a part of the service that was my very favorite part. I love this part of the service. You're probably trying to guess what it might have been. Peace of the Lord. They didn't do that kind of thing back when I was growing up. We sat apart from people. We didn't touch each other in church. I didn't know what it was called, but I knew when it was going to happen. It was whenever the pastor came to the center of the chancel, raised his hands and said these words. Oh, what were they? Oh, yeah. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord look upon you with favor. The Lord give you peace. It was the benediction. I didn't know that word, but it was my favorite part of the service. I love that. You know why? Because it signaled that this was the end of the service. Yeah, I knew that part. This was the end. You know, there would be cookies and refreshments, and we could go home for lunch, and the benediction. It does serve to end worship rather than begin worship. But the benediction, it is a beautiful word. It means a blessing, a greeting, an expression of kindness and love. A benediction, a blessing, reminds us that God is always reaching out to us to bless us, to strengthen us, to assure us of God's grace and kindness. Grace upon grace is how the evangelist St. John goes on from that reading we had this morning. Just two verses later, after he says, "And the Word became flesh and dwelt among us full of grace and truth," it was grace upon grace. The greatest blessing or benediction that God could ever bestow or could bestow upon us was, of course, the sending of his Son. Although Jesus is no longer present in the physical body that he was in Bethlehem those many, many centuries ago, we still believe, that is, we still trust. We put our trust in his real presence. His real presence in the waters of holy baptism. His real presence in the wine and in the bread. He is still with us, blessing us. Perhaps that is why John began his gospel with a benediction, a blessing, to remind us that Christ is still with us. To all who received Christ, Jesus, John wrote, who believed in his name, he gave power to become children of God. From his fullness we have all received grace upon grace. Perhaps we should begin every worship service with the benediction. Oh, you can't do that. I can hear people tell me that right now. That would be the equivalent of like starting dinner with dessert. And everyone knows if you don't finish your dinner, there's no dessert. Everyone knows that except Jesus. He doesn't know that. After all, Jesus himself, when he first began to teach, he would start with a benediction, a blessing. The evangelist Matthew records it this way. When Jesus saw the crowds, he went up to the mountain, and after he sat down, his disciples came to him. And then he began to speak, and he taught them, saying, "Blessed, you know this. Blessed are the poor, blessed are those who mourn, blessed are the meek, blessed are those who hunger. Blessed are the merciful. Blessed are the pure in heart. Blessed are the peacemakers." Jesus began with the benediction, with a blessing. A blessing, a benediction at the beginning is truly like dessert first. It is grace upon grace. This Christmas morning, we did begin the service with a benediction. It was a blessing in the form of an invocation for the Holy Spirit to bless Bowen and Declan. In the waters of holy baptism, both children were received by Jesus into the family of God. Now, neither Bowen nor Declan asked to be baptized. We did that on their behalf. And by we, I mean their parents, Claire and Samuel, their godparents, Kevin and Kathleen, and we, the church, we, the family of God. because we know something about the wonderful and gracious and loving God that we want to share, about a God who desires, regardless of who you are or what you are, what you've done or left undone, to be part of God's family, to receive the blessing, the benediction. In the waters of holy baptism, Bowen and Declan received a wonderful blessing. They are children of God's family. It is not the end, it is only the beginning. And all of us bear a responsibility to see that Declan and Bowen reach the full stature of that blessing, that benediction of what it means to be a child of God. And what a blessing it is to share the joy of reminding them of what happened this day, how they became children of God, how they were blessed by God, even made holy, that is, set apart to be in the world with the rest of us, going about giving blessings, benedictions, to the poor, to those who mourn, to the peacemakers. Several years ago, I was visiting a member of our congregation. She was 90-plus years. She was in one of those care facilities. It was lunchtime. While I was visiting her, she invited me to join her for lunch in the dining room. In this particular care facility, like many care facilities, what we would think of as lunch is actually dinner. Their main meal comes at noon. That surprised me a little bit. But I took my place at the table. It was a small table. She and her roommate were there. We sat at that table. They had the menu printed on a little sheet of paper on the table. I looked at it and I thought, wow, this is going to be cool. I remember it was roast beef, mashed potatoes, green beans, fresh salad, rolls, but best of all was the dessert. One of my favorite desserts. In fact, it's number two, carrot cake. I love carrot cake. Actually, it's just the icing that I love about carrot cake. But I feel that because it has vegetables in it, I'm doing something healthy. Carrot cake was on the menu, and I was excited about the carrot cake. Imagine my surprise when the server, the same server they have every day, instead of bringing us the salad to start, brought the carrot cake. I was surprised, and they could tell, and I could tell, and I looked at them, that they were smiling, that they had some kind of knowing smile. And then the person I was visiting took my hand and said, "Pastor, we always eat dessert first. At our age, we never know if we'll still be here after the Some of you probably know who this person is. Begin with the benediction. Begin with the blessing, grace upon grace. Our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ begins with the benediction, the blessing of his presence with us. It started in that old little town of Bethlehem, but then again, God has always been with us in one way or another. But now God comes in the usual way, comes as a child. A child is born, a son is given, it is a gift. The first Christmas gift is still the best gift. It is the gift of the benediction, the blessing of grace upon grace. God starts with dessert first, grace upon grace, blessing upon blessing. And the Christ child who first was born in Bethlehem is born again today in our hearts. Every time we receive him, be it in the waters of holy baptism and the sign of the cross, be it in the bread and in the wine, come to the table, start with dessert, the gift of Christ, his blessing, his benediction. For you, for your life. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.